Delilah Forrest crested the ridge of the hill, looked down at the picture postcard village of Porthgollow, its beach alive with colour and movement that cut through the somberness of the grey day, and decided that fate had brought her here. Her old Volvo made a noise that she was sure wasn't healthy, so she lifted her foot off the brake pedal and sped up, hoping she was about to receive a welcome as warm as the pillar box hue of her cousin Charlie's bus. The Cornish cream tea bus. The men lock Roxy in the cupboard when they do it. What they don't know is, she's been locked in that cupboard before. When she's naughty, her mum puts her there. Just for a few minutes, till she calms down. Slowly, over the hours in there, she's worked the lock loose with a fingernail or a paperclip in the screws. She could have taken that lock off any time she wanted, but she didn't, because then her mum would have put a bolt on the outside. It's enough for her to know, sitting in there in the dark, that if she really wanted to, she could get out. The knowledge is as good as freedom.